This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, and across America on our Salem Media Group affiliates, our GCN Live Network stations, our Mega Talk Radio, Talk America Radio, and the leading independent stations at or near our nation's military bases, plus around the world via the Internet, where many of our great military men and women are listening to us right now. Thank you for your service to America, and thank you to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, too, for the great job you do keeping America free and safe. And don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And Kyle, I'm going to bring in Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Hello there.
Hi, you both. Oh, my goodness. How blessed it is to be with both of you again. It seems like, okay, I'm shocked, Captain, that you're back on tonight, because intestinal infections, I've had them where I've been hospitalized, and you really have to take those antibiotics for a full 10 days, because I'll tell you, I have a weakness in that area, so I know you can be pretty sick. You're not a contagion to others, but you are to yourself. But anyway, welcome back, Captain. I know we had, all I can say is everybody, I'm on behalf of everybody, I know a lot of people are excited. I made some phone calls quickly when I knew that you were.
I took a little vacation is all,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you need it. Yeah, it was Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say that, normally I do go to church every single, I don't miss a Christmas church, but this year I did not go. I told my friend Pat, no. And it worked out better for me because I had probably one of the most spiritual Christmases I've ever had. I was feeling kind of like I might be coming down with something, too, so I knew I had to take care of myself. And by the way, I have that message holding, and it is the soldier's Christmas. It's long, so I'll give it tomorrow night because I'll barely get that on. So you can look forward to that tomorrow night. It's beautiful, and many of you will be able to identify that with that, including the Captain. But anyway, Kyle, God bless you. You're a trooper. You know how I feel about you and the captain both. You're just always there, and I just can't praise you enough for all that you do and all that you give to the show. It's just I love when you're on, and I want to say I'm going to be starting to do more prayers over you all because, you know, there are so many health problems. We've got cancer issues. We've got a lot of healings too. So, But, you know, by the way, San Antonio, welcome San Antonio, and I have a personal reason for saying that. Home of Max Lucado. Yes, Max Lucado, the pastor has a church there, and he landed there, and he's the one that I have his 40th book, which is his latest book just written this year, and boy, when I get into that one. Okay. The Bible states the prayer of faith shall save the sick and the Lord will raise him up. Pray for one another. It tells us to pray. So it's not uncommon that we should pray for each other or be concerned about each other so that we may be healed, because the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man, and that to me is just a believer, avails much. And you know, in Psalm 108, King David stated, and he had a lot of things going on, the Lord sent his word and healed and delivered them from all sorts of destruction. Thank God nowadays we have antibiotics. You have to take them for the full time. You don't want to miss a day or things can return. Thank God we have that. But we also have a God that, you know, we have to give credit to God, because he's really the healer. And if you remember my story of King Hezekiah, his time had come. captains was not, and I knew that. However, King Hezekiah's was. But because he was a good man, and he had something he had to finish yet, just like the captain and I know, we have to finish our missions. Well, you know what happened? I've told that story, and it still amazes me, because normally God would not, he has to change time all around to do this. I don't know. And Isaiah the prophet, by the way, something I'm going to tell you all about that, they found some stones with their names on it, so they existing next to each other. Amazing. So they were formed close together. It's amazing how things do show up. But anyway, so he turned his face to the wall, and he said, God, I have things to do yet, because he was still, you know, rather young. He wasn't in his 80s or 90s. And so think of poor Isaiah the prophet. He had to go back. The prophets had it rough in those days. You're darned if you do, you're darned if you don't. He had to go back, according to God's word, and he said, God has stated that he sees your prayers. He's heard your cry, and he's going to add 15 years to his life. If you read that whole chapter, you'll find out he did, and Hezekiah finished and completed bringing water into the city. It's one of the things he did. So, you know, everything works together, but we all get sick at times, but there is so many things going around. So I'm going to put more and more prayers, especially during the cold weather and all that, during the holidays, everybody's busy. And I just want to say, because I'm coming to the end of tonight, remember, tomorrow night, I'll get right into it. I'm going to give the soldier's version. I only gave part of it last year, last Christmas, of his Christmas. And I think every one of you veterans, every one of you in military will appreciate it, understand it, and love it. I cry every time I read the thing. And I say to the captain, and I say to all of you, because there's many of you sick as I speak. There are many of you. I mean, I spent a lot of time in prayer yesterday, because I'll tell you, you guys. But anyway, remember this. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, yeah, we have already come. It was grace that brought us safe this far, and grace will lead us home. God's grace. And I pray that God's grace will be upon every one of you. I heard a great message on that yesterday. God's grace to be upon every one of the Captain's Army team. You're great people. Welcome back, Captain, from a little time off. And God bless every one of you, and I'll get to you tomorrow night. And thank you again, also,
all right,
to Kyle.
All right. Ms. Rosemary and Kyle, we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back, and we're going to get into some more of this politic and stuff. But politic and for good chicken. How's that? So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and here's the phone number to call if you want to chime in.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, and back in the saddle again after a few days off for a little R&R and to get rid of this intestinal thing that I had, but and I'm on well on the mend of that, so don't worry about that one. But anyway, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we have got a situation in Israel where the polls are now showing, and by the way, Benjamin Netanyahu did call for to abolish the government and vote again in April, I believe, right?
I believe so, yes. Very, very quick elections, snap elections, as they call it.
And the polls show him leading quite decisively.
That's right.
Did you hear who's coming to speak in January?
Yeah, I think it's Roseanne Barr, right?
Yeah. What do you think of that?
Well, very, very interesting. So it'll be interesting to see what she'll be talking about. Certainly, I'm sure she'll be talking about Israel, its security, and so forth. But this comes on the heels, of course, of her wanting to rehabilitate her image, ultimately, after the huge issue that she had with the TV show.
There's even some people saying that she might remain in Israel and could possibly run for government.
That's very interesting. Certainly would be a second life, as it were, in politics, and perhaps she'll try to pursue that.
You think so?
Well, you never know. You never know. You know, one of her issues, of course, in the controversy that ensued from her tweet that involved Valerie Jarrett, was that, of course, all the different things and work that Roseanne Barr had done for anti-defamation and these kinds of things. And so perhaps she has a feel for that sort of political life.
Now, we've got 2020 coming up, and we've got a whole bunch of candidates that are getting ready to jump into the mix. Let's talk about the Republicans first. John Kasich is acting like he's going to run again.
He sure is. He was interviewed earlier this week or over the weekend regarding the idea of all these things going on in the Trump administration and not saying obviously he's throwing his hat in the ring at this point, but certainly giving the impression that that's a very strong possibility given all of these circumstances. And if that's the case, well, it's very interesting in and of itself. Of course, John Kasich, no love lost, it would seem, between him and President Trump. He didn't even show up to the convention in Ohio in his state, exactly, in 2016. And so Kasich certainly wants to be president. I think there's no doubt about that. He speaks, when I've heard him speak in the past, when he was running before, he speaks very passionately about that. But here's the thing, Captain, and that is, if you don't have party unity going into a presidential election, you might as well sort of kiss it all goodbye, because historically anyway, and I know that with President Trump we get into uncharted waters, but historically when you have these kinds of challenges or you don't have party unity, it really does hamper efforts to generate any kind of momentum, and it allows the opposing party to really capitalize. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a challenge from within the party. We go back to 1992. Ross Perot, another businessman who wanted to run for president, came in and really upset the mix and bled off votes from George H.W. Bush, in my opinion, allowing Bill Clinton to win the presidency that year, of course. Different story in 1996. He didn't have that kind of third-party introduction. But certainly when these things occur, it can be disastrous. Even in 1976, or I should say 1980, after Carter had won in 76, but then here came Ted Kennedy in 1980, further eroding Carter's ability to get his message out and have that very important party unity.
Now, Kyle, how many teams are in the NCAA men's basketball tournament?
Good question.
I think it's 64.
Okay, yeah.
We're getting close to that number in terms of Democratic candidates announcing who's going to run.
Well, I think you're right about that. And early in the new year, we'll start to see some of these different candidates perhaps make it official. And right now, of course, we're hearing the standard lines in many cases of the, I have to talk about this with my family. I heard one senator say the other day, I have to go over this with her husband, because the last time that she ran for something, he found out about it by listening to a report on the radio, and she didn't want that same thing to happen again. So you're hearing these kinds of things, but make no mistake, a lot of these people are very serious. I think Kamala Harris is very serious about this. They look at the circumstances and they make their calculations. And of course, one of the big questions, and I think it will be a non-starter eventually, and that is Hillary Clinton. She doesn't have the stranglehold that she would have had on the party, on the DNC back in 2016 leading up to that election, and I think it would be much more difficult for her to get the nomination this time around.
Now, for the third year in a row, the New York City murder rate has dropped. I can only imagine what Bill de Blasio is going to have to say about this one.
Well, right. Right, exactly. Well, you know, this is, you know, and the nation watches this kind of thing, and it almost becomes a barometer, you know, to how well things are going.
But at the same time, in New Jersey, a surgery center, wait till you hear this one, may have exposed 3,700 people to HIV and hepatitis.
Yes, I saw a report on that.
Wow.
Yeah, that is, I mean, can you imagine the ramifications as people go out into society, what that can mean. And so just as you were going to, you might have to track any other kind of an outbreak, this is a very serious matter, and it has to be dealt with very, very quickly to make sure people are informed, for one thing, so that it can be contained as much as possible.
You know, it's one thing to track the flu, which I didn't have. It's one thing to attract pneumonia, which I didn't have. It's another thing to track this virus, which I did have. But how on earth does a surgical center get that dirty that this happens?
Well, absolutely. And certainly you'd think that local authorities, not only from medical related authorities, but the criminal, the DA and so forth, will want to launch some kind of investigation, because you're right, that word dirty is very, very operative here.
Yeah. And folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. So we got to get this right this time, Kyle. We got to get it right.
Well, absolutely, and certainly President Trump, presumably, of course, will be the party's nominee. He'll seek re-election. The Democrats and the far left, the party elite, and a lot of people on TV, unfortunately, are trying to make it as difficult as possible for the American people to make a choice and to be able to support this president. And it's a really, really sad thing, because can you imagine if you had the kind of economic numbers that this president has under Obama? They would have been trumpeting that from now until the end of time. But of course, President Trump doesn't get a lot of credit for anything. All we hear, and they turn up the noise of Russia, 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 or Stormy Daniels, or Michael Cohen, or something else in order to try to drown all that out. But it will be a very, very, it's going to be an uphill battle no matter what. If the one person who might be able to do it is Donald Trump.
Now, Breitbart News put out an article over the weekend that the Obama Justice Department suppressed an investigation of the Clinton Foundation. I think that's obvious to determine because of the pile of evidence Judicial Watch has accumulated these past several years, and it's become very evident that the Obama administration suppressed an investigation of the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah, and you wonder why. I mean,
well, I know why.
It seems like
it involves the Obama administration.
Well, of course, see, that will happen, and Obama could be implicated very seriously in these kinds of things. And again, it goes back to that two-track system of justice that we were talking about earlier, Captain. The idea that if you're in the elite, now you're above it all. And it just doesn't matter, and you can poo-poo all these things off as well as just another political attack. Meanwhile, while they seek to politically attack their opponents, or suppress other things because they're their political friends.
All right, stick around, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Going to talk a little bit about what's going on overseas. General Mattis leaving the Secretary of Defense, what that's going to mean, who might replace him. We know who the temporary replacement's going to be. But I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King. U.S. immigration authorities say an 8-year-old boy from Guatemala has died in government custody. Officials in New Mexico say the child had been treated for cold and fever. Then he was released from a hospital, but he immediately returned and then died a few hours later. The boy is the second child to die in Customs and Border Patrol custody this month. A 7-year-old Guatemalan girl, whose body was returned to her home village on Christmas Eve, died from extreme dehydration after she and her father crossed the border illegally. Officials say she didn't receive treatment for 90 minutes after she showed signs of illness. President Trump has made hardline immigration policies a central plank of his presidency, drawing fire from critics who accuse him of demonizing migrants for political gain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Because if you find yourself in a dead-end job, or maybe you don't have a job at all, maybe you're considering what your next move is, maybe you come out of high school and you're looking to go to a great vo-tech school, listen to this, folks. I can help you out.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the short cut to get the info is naa.edu, naa.edu, and always tell them the captain sent you. That's what's going to help you get right in the doorway. All right, Kyle Warren is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, General Mattis, the current Secretary of Defense, wanted to leave, I believe. He gave the President a window of the end of February, and it looks like as if the President is going to let him leave earlier. and instead appoint his deputy, Mr. Shanahan, to take over the job on January the 1st.
It does appear that way, Captain. That's right. Deputy Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan came on board in July of 2017 to the Pentagon. But before that, he had, about a 30-year career in the Boeing organization. So he has a lot of background in aircraft and so forth. Also was integral, evidently, in the V-22 Osprey program as well. So this is going to be a big transition, obviously, but he has been there, and he also seems to, this is very important, he seems to have a favor with President Trump. So that may be one reason why he's elevating him in this matter. So we'll see how this goes.
And General Joe Dunford, who happens to be the current chairman of the Joint Chiefs, could he be the next one to go?
Well, again, I think a lot of this is, what we heard, what we saw, rather.
Sooner rather than later, I might add.
Yeah, sooner rather than later. But I think it has a lot to do with what General Mattis himself said about the president needing to have people around him that agree more or less with his policies. And so that might be a factor in the Joint Chiefs.
Well, I think that's a very professional thing for him to say. But General Dunford, of course, is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs until, I believe, the middle of the year, I think. And then they have a new rotation coming through.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
Exactly. But again, some of these shakeups, seem to be centered around some of these announcements, not only in Syria, but also a new announcement as well, Captain, in Afghanistan, or regarding Afghanistan, with the president in the coming months. It's not an immediate thing as far as we know, but in the coming months, wanting to pull back some 7,000 of about the 14,000 troops proper from the United States that is currently serving in Afghanistan.
Well, that is not as big of a deal as is the group of 2,200 soldiers being taken out of Syria, where it looks like as if Turkey is getting ready to take control of the fight on ISIS there, and these troops will pretty much become part of the Syrian command, the Turkish command, to go after the bad guys there in Syria.
Well, right. And, of course, the president talked about, defeating ISIS and whether that's more of a rhetorical statement at this point. Certainly there are concerns that ISIS, could possibly try to reconstitute in a more effective way than, say, if the American troops were there doing what they have been doing. So, we're just going to have to see how these developments work in terms of what Turkey would be able to do. And, of course, Turkey has not been on the best of terms, shall we say, with Washington.
Well, Turkey right now is amassing troops near the small town in northern Syria, held by the U.S.-led Kurdish-led force. And the Turkish media reported Sunday that new reinforcements were crossing the borders. Now, this is something to keep our eyes on.
Oh, absolutely, because you don't want there to be any kind of flashpoint or any other kind of, shall we say, misunderstanding that could lead to something worse.
And the other thing is, Turkey will be in control of these troops. So I have a problem even beginning to understand how we're going to be able to do this and not get a whole bunch of our neighbors and allies killed in the process, which is what's happened before when we tried some of this sort of stuff.
Well, right, exactly. That's why this is so very controversial. And again, now that the Christmas holiday will be over, of course we're heading to the New Year's holiday, but certainly the president is being looked at as though this was a very precipitous action, so he's going to have to be able to, I think, make it plain to the American people just exactly what is going on, with whatever he can tell the American people without without obviously compromising some other kind of high-level intelligence ongoing situation.
Now, while we did have about 550 active duty service members make it back to their home stations from the border in time for Christmas, we still had some 2,600, mostly military police, on the border.
That's right. That's right. And again, serving in a logistical fashion, augmenting the Border Patrol.
Now, you live in California.
Mm-hmm.
You see the border. What are you seeing there?
Well, certainly the caravan issue has been the most prominent issue, but that seems to have stabilized to a great degree, simply because there have been overtures in Mexico to try to get some of these caravan members jobs and so forth. But on top of that, they've had their own slew of problems with troublemakers that came along with the caravan. And it's quite interesting, Captain, when you hear the Mexican officials, whether they're the local city officials or whether it's coming from the Mexican government, talk about so-called troublemakers, it makes you wonder, are there going to be people on the far left who will jump up and down and start calling them a bunch of racists for some reason, because they're enunciating exactly the same things in many cases that President Trump or the administration has put forward regarding the reason why you can't simply just let people into the country or give them the asylum claim right away or these kinds of things.
By the way, did you notice over Christmas that NORAD didn't have any problem tracking Santa Claus, even though we had a partial government shutdown?
Well, that's exactly right, and kids all over the world, I think, rested easy on that on Christmas Eve. And you're right, NORAD continued its normal operations.
And the best part about that is they were all there happy to do it.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And here you have men and women who are just dedicated to making sure that our airspace is clear, that we have early warnings of any potential problems that could come our way. And of course, on Christmas Eve, they escort Saint Nick.
And by the way, whether it's collecting bikes to toys to help out Santa on his way to make deliveries to military children, providing Christmas trees, hosting parties, plenty of elves have been busy all weekend long, making the season brighter for military families. And we thank everybody that went out of their way to help a military family.
Absolutely, absolutely, because you have people serving in far-flung places around the globe, and so every little bit helps.
Now, what did you see? Did you see any efforts of additional kindness over the weekend?
Well, as I was out and about getting the very last of my Christmas shopping done, I just encountered a lot of folks who seemed to be of a pretty good nature over the weekend. I really didn't encounter anybody who was in either a bah humbug mood or just stressed out or rude in any sense. So it was actually a pleasant time, to be honest. One of the best Christmas shopping runs I've been able to make in recent years.
Okie dokie. Well, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren. He's sticking around with me for a little while. And we're going to check the highways and byways again here when we come back. So don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
A 100 cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I'll keep moving down the line. Nothing in my mirror, just a cloud, dust, and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, trucker's hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber, gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
Alrighty, he's a highway junkie. I'm not, but I used to be at one time, part-time, and had 9 trucks on the road. All that good sort of stuff. My wife was my partner, and she used to team up with me, and we just went coast to coast, border to border, and all sorts of stuff, including a bunch of entertainment loads that some of you would die for. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, let's go north-south. Let's go up I-25 out of New Mexico and run it straight north up into Colorado, up into Wyoming, up into Montana. And in the process, we'll skip over a little bit towards I-35 because we have got a major, and I mean, folks, a major snowstorm, which is right now spreading heavy snowfall, gusty winds to much of the central northern plains and upper Midwest through Thursday and into Friday. What do you got there, Kyle?
Well, that's right. As we see what's happening in Minnesota and to both North and South Dakota and so forth, we understand that there could be blizzard conditions, especially in North and South Dakota, many inches of snow.
Minnesota.
That's right. And mm-hmm. and also you mentioned earlier as well, I think it's important to point out that the lake effects from the Great Lakes are also going to be part of this as well. So wherever you're going, you've got to make sure that you're checking all of the local forecasts and watching for shifts in the weather.
Well, here's the deal. If you're running the north route tonight and you're up on 94 and you're going west of, Madison, you're up on 90, you're going west, you're up on 80, you're going west of the Quad Cities, you are going to drive into it sooner rather than later. Now, some of what's out in front of this is fog, real heavy fog. Right, Kyle?
That's right, yeah.
And rain. Now, the rain isn't as heavy, but that's where you get the fog. And then when this changes, it goes very quickly from fog to the ice to the snow to the heavy snow and the blizzard conditions. And I'm telling you right now, most of Minnesota, most of North Dakota, most of South Dakota, all of eastern Montana, most of Wyoming, most of Colorado right now, western Kansas, the panhandle of Oklahoma, where there's a lot of fog right now but snow on the way, snow in the Four Corners section of Arizona and New Mexico, as well as Utah and Colorado. And then you got a little snow up by you tonight, Kyle, in the mountains.
That's right. Yeah, California has seen some good snowfall so far, we understand, this year. The weather seems to be hanging around a little bit. But in my neck of the woods, Southern California, had a slight bit of rain over Christmas Eve into Christmas Day, but nothing really to speak of.
But if you're going west, pay attention to the weather. Make sure you got your chains. If you don't have them already, you need to have them. Don't go out there without them, especially going over those mountains. And your survival kit.
Exactly right. And also we're going to find that some high winds, of course, are going to play into this, which can also add to those blizzard-like conditions. And also if you have a high-profile vehicle like a truck, you've got to be careful as well.
There's nothing worse than a set of pups, or as the case might have had it, set of triples out on I-80 going across Wyoming. And you get up on top of Elk Mountain, you start down the other side, and boom, here comes the wind.
Mm-hmm.
On ice.
On ice, yeah. Terrible combination.
Yeah, it does not work. Okay, well, let's skedaddle over here a little bit, and let's go back to some of what we were talking about while we're waiting for Denise Simon to come in. The AP is fact-checking President Trump's 115-mile wall claim. What'd you find out?
Well, it turns out, Captain, that the President Trump tweeted out on Monday. He said, quote, "I'm in the Oval Office and just gave out a 115-mile-long contract for another large section of the wall in Texas," unquote. The AP, I think, is saying that this was already already underway prior to this, and that it's unclear exactly where the new figure, this latest figure in the tweet of 115 miles is originating from. But it could also be that President Trump is reiterating the 115 miles, and perhaps from his perspective, this is the first time that people are hearing of it. So perhaps that's what he meant by that. But certainly he's trying to focus on the border wall and focus on the idea that it's already underway, essentially, and why would the Democrats want to withhold the extra $5 billion being asked for in order to continue it.
Now, do you remember the GoFundMe page that the young couple had that they schemed up for the homeless veteran?
Yeah, I remember hearing about that, yeah.
The donors now say that almost every one of them has been refunded.
Oh, very interesting. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and because it turned out to be this big, huge scam, essentially.
Absolutely correct.
Yeah.
And let's go over to the telephone line now because we've got our friend Denise Simon on the line. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year. And you've got Kyle Warren with you today, so Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Hi, Denise. How are you tonight?
Hi. What about you?
Well, doing well. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, too.
You know, I had a couple of questions for you regarding what's going on in Afghanistan. You know, we've heard about what's going on in Syria, and I want to ask you about that as well. But in Afghanistan, there could be a drawdown of troops, and my question is, does this have anything to do with any ongoing negotiations with the Taliban?
It's got almost everything to do with it.
Okay.
We have a fella who used to be some kind of a ambassador by the name of Zalmay Khalilzad. And Zalmay Khalilzad is leading the envoy to have the discussions with the Taliban in Doha. And what is the Taliban refused to allow any part of the Afghan government, the official Afghan government, in these negotiations. So I would say, based on that right there, we shouldn't be in these negotiations with the Taliban because I would Afghanistan gets to have something to say regarding their own country.
Right, exactly right. And with the drawdown, which could be, I think, was it roughly 7,000 or 8,000 troops or so, that seems
right.
to be pretty significant because our forces are, the American troops there are approximately 14,000, correct?
Correct. And we don't have the number of contractors that are there either. But here's where I think a lot of this is coming from. We have a fellow that has been in the news intermittently, but at one point, certainly in Iraq, was in the news in a big way, and that was Eric Prince. And Eric Prince was the one that obviously founded the company known as Blackwater, and then sold the company. It went through two other names, and he is still in that kind of contracting business. He's got, I think, a fairly sizable contract, or at least did, with China. His sister, by the way, is Betsy DeVos, who is the Secretary of Department of Education.
Right.
But he planted a seed for contractors to handle the war in Afghanistan. So I think that's where all this is coming from.
All right, hold that thought, you two, because we'll be right back with more right after the top of the hour news. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
They got Obama phone!
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.